Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm the guest host for today, along with Otto Loos, our co-host, and Christina Liu. I mean, no introduction is needed.
Oh, thanks.
I know that her birthday's coming up soon. We're prepping for that. We have staff.
Let's talk about the important things here, guys.
Staff getting ready for
all. How soon is soon?
Well, we're talking a couple of months.
Wow.
You know, it's
coming. I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's right. Otto, clear your schedule. That's right. Otto looks forward to this every year. It's a huge event in Otto's world.
They're breaking ground on the monuments now. We'll have one here.
Yes, that's going to be my surprise. It's going to be replacing that painting in the hallway.
But, okay.
Back to
Project Independence. So we talked a little bit about 311 and people call 311 Otto for anything.
I'm going to call 311 because I want to know more about the circle of support.
There you go.
What's going to happen?
So what happened? Paula Ewell, who's the deputy commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging, and myself, we pick up the SRs, essentially. They're in a queue.
But that won't happen right away.
Yes. So what happens is you call 311, and the call taker will say, you know, they'll ask you a bunch of questions, flex questions. They're called, you know, what's your age and what
you will get a human being.
It is always a human being. There are no robots yet.
Right.
So which is actually a wonderful thing about the call center. And I think that's why it's so utilized, because you are talking to a human being. So they, you know, on their end, they ask you a bunch of questions and field kind of what department it needs to go to. So pretty much if you're saying you're 6 years over and, you know, are not asking to fill a pothole, because even though sometimes things do happen and they might be sent out, I said, unfortunately, I have no idea how to fill your pothole, even though you are 6 years over. But, you know, they will, you know, there's a bunch of questions that they know, like, kind of where it goes. So if you called about the circle of support, they would fill out this service request, and then it gets sent over to Project Independence, where there's this queue of all these different service requests that come in. And Paula and myself are very serious about, you know, we are determined to get in that queue.
So the queue police.
Project, we are very, like, as soon as it's in, it's usually out immediately. But that's what we pride ourselves in, and we were actually looking at these stats, and our response time is extremely fast.
So most of the time they would get you or Paula.
So originally we would pick it up, and then we decide based upon your region or your concern, you know, who is the correct person to kind of answer that request. So if you were calling about the circle of support, you live in New Hyde Park, we would know. So it would be referred to Robin, who's our social worker for your region. So that's kind of how it works based on that. And then if it's a medical concern, it would go to a nurse, or sometimes it's, you know, for one of us. You know, people are
transportation.
Transportation. It would go to, like, you know, Sherry, or if it's just, you know, so there's a bunch of, so we know, you know, over at DOSA who kind of gets what. And it's really great because we are, you know, a very responsive group of people, and even the subcontracted staff, you know, I mean, they don't have full-time schedules, but they certainly, you know, respond to you as soon as they get it. So it's really a great system, and we're really proud of the way we kind of have it going.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
And even if it's a service we don't provide,
right,
we don't say, I'm so sorry, this is not something we do. We try to find
to connect
that
you to the correct
right. Right. It might be an outside agency. It might be, but whatever it is, ultimately you will, you know, be that phone call. Mm-hmm. You'll hang up and you'll have information.
Yeah, and that's what we always say. You said, when in doubt, you know, because a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I should just, you know, call 311.
Right.
And, you know, we will, you know, help you out, you know, because it's like, and that's such a great point, because there's a lot of times we get these calls and, you know, sometimes people are calling not even from North Hempstead, you know, and that's something that really happened during Hurricane Sandy,
a lot,
you know,
yeah.
And we weren't saying, oh, sorry, you don't live in North Hempstead, you know, good luck. You know, we were finding the correct thing, you know, in this age of Google and stuff, you're able to kind of get that information quickly, so.
You probably shouldn't use it for making a phone call, like, I'd like to know Christina Liu's birthday. because I want to send her a card.
Yes, I mean, you can absolutely do that. I will gladly call you back and give you all that necessary information. I love a card.
You may want to try a different example. First of all,
that's actually its own service request.
More importantly, it is not 911. Never call 311 for an emergency, because what'll happen?
Non-emergency
service. You're on the phone. You might have to wait 30 seconds or whatever, and then the 311 operator is going to either say call 911 or connect you to 911. You've lost valuable time. You don't want to lose valuable time. Don't call 311 for an emergency.
Yeah. No, that's
always 911.
Great thing to definitely mention for that.
And I think people are hesitant to call 911 because they feel like, well, I don't know if it's a real emergency. I mean, maybe my leg's not broken, or maybe this isn't a heart attack. But every kind of emergency responder that we've ever talked to about this said they'd rather come to a house and find out that it's not an emergency than come and have to treat you for something. So their attitude isn't.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that, like, please, you get in touch with a project independent social worker or nurse, and it seems like they're going to refer you to emergency anyway. You know what I mean?
And
so you're kind of, because we are not an emergency.
I think an emergency is judged differently by different people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, some person might think an emergency if they cut their finger. Somebody else has to get to the point where they lost their finger.
Right.
But the point being, don't be the judge. Call 911. Yeah. Let them judge.
Right. One of the things in the circle of support, probably really kind of explains that a little bit when you're figuring out your circle, when to call 911. I mean, one of the reasons we created the circle of support one of the stories was there's a woman in Great Neck, and she woke up and was having chest pains. So who did she call at 2 in the morning? Her daughter in California. Mm. So the daughter gets on the phone, and she doesn't know what to do because the mother's not sure if she's having a heart attack. So she calls her best friend, who still lives in Great Neck. So it's 2 in the morning. So the best friend answers and says, all right, I'll go over and check out mom. So she gets dressed, gets to the house. So how much time has lapsed now? And
like
it turned
out
that she did have, it was in, as soon as she got there, they called 911. But she did have a heart attack. Now, logically, you can see how that makes no sense. So, right away, even if the daughter got the call in California, she should have said, ma, I'm call 911 now, or I'm calling 911, or whatever. So when in doubt, always call 911. But it's really to understand, I don't think there's ever a time when you have chest pain where you can just say, not kind of pay attention to it in a fast manner.
I believe, though, that there's a reluctance for people because maybe I am having a heart attack, and I don't know if I'm not really dressed to go to the hospital right now. Blah, blah. So I think there's a subconscious stall in terms of I don't want to call 911.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you could be damaging yourself big
time. You know
what?
They have lovely blankets. They'll come to you. They'll cover you up. They will take good care of you and get you to the hospital. Your life is more important than, putting on the proper robe. I mean, you understand it, but they're coming there, and they're going to have what it needs to transport you to wherever you should be.
Yeah, and so, I've had a couple of experiences with other people, and they're great. They do a great job.
Yeah.
They don't judge.
Emergency
services,
they are there to save your life.
Yeah, they do.
They're there to send. Thank you, and thank all of you emergency service people, because you do a great job.
Absolutely.
Do a great job.
But speaking of, the SR system, and I know the supervisor touched upon this earlier, but I just think it's worth noting again.
Sure.
The amount of service requests that came in for Project Independence in 2016 was 26,481.
That's in 1 year?
And that's in 1 year. And it's just such a substantial number when you really think about how relatively small of a department we really are. It's just such a, and we make up, just our department alone makes up 41% of all the SRs received townwide for all departments. So that's almost half of the SRs, and there's a lot of departments in the town, and listen, they're all great, but we're just,
they are all great.
But, Project Independence is a small department getting 41% of all the SRs.
We're just saying that.
What's second?
That's actually good to know. I don't know. I only run the data.
We don't research the second place.
Yeah, it's probably not that yet. But I will actually find that out just to make sure we stay in the lead with that. But it's really just a kudos to everyone that works for Department of Services for the Aging and really all of our subcontracted staff out there who are providing, you know, like the direct care as well.
There's and all the town departments that we're connected with and 311 staff. I mean, they take a lot of calls.
It wouldn't be possible. And that's, you know, and that's really, you know, because people always, you know, we always get calls from different townships saying, oh, how does you know, and it's such a huge thing. You really think about all the moving pieces and, you know, the fact that we do have this call center that gives us, you know, this opportunity to, you know, track things and have, you know, and really just be efficient with things and not let things fall through the crack is important. And that's, you know, so 311, it's kind of our sister organization.
You know, you know, Otto, there's a lot of towns and counties on Long Island that have a lot of great programs and services, really good, but there's not one place to call.
Right.
Like,
just
you might have to call one department
right.
for something else or another department, and some other places may not even know that the town or the village or the county does it. So when you're calling 311, it's all
they
the
do,
information
right.
is there. They know what Project Independence does. They know what, you know, it's the parks are doing, and they know the person who's in charge of that particular program or action, and that's what makes us stand out and able to be so successful and efficient.
No, absolutely. That's
Christina, could we jump to page 3 for a second?
Yes, we can.
Reach your goals.
Yes.
I find that interesting.
Yeah, so the they've been doing this for a while. It's at Magnolia Gardens, Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County, provides a monthly chat each month, obviously. So the first one for this year is called Reach Your Goals. So they're really just going to teach people. It primarily is, you know, dealing with nutrition. So it's reaching healthy kind of goals is the main goal for this. But they do a wonderful job. And that's Thursday, February 16th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And every month they do a different topic, which is great. So they're always changing that. And it's just a great partnership we have with them because it's been a couple of years now they've been providing these chats. So.
Okay.
And also I want to remind people, which is I love, and they're, it's really gaining a good following, is the Color for the Health of It, which is at Roslyn Community Center. And that will be on February 9th and February 23rd. So call 311 for that because that's a
can you
all
believe
the buzz now. Yes.
The time?
The time flies.
We're done. It's like that. Where does the time go when we're doing this show? I really want to thank Dan Cox, the director of broadcasting at WCWP.org 88.1, Janine Solero, and Dan again, who is our engineer today. Of course, Christina Liu, our wonderful producer, Otto Lohs, the greatest co-host, and Supervisor Judy Bosworth, who was the guest for the first hour of the show. It was a great show, a lot of great information. And want to wish everybody a great weekend. And don't forget to listen to 88.1 WCWP.org.
Happy February 3rd.
There you go.